This is De Bello Gallico, Book 1, Chapter 3, starting after Ciscapit in line 10 and going through line 17. So you start with in eo itinere, so on this journey. You could also say on that journey, because the eo in front of itinere is a form of isse id. And if it's used in front of a noun and it modifies it, matches up in case number and gender, it can be a form of hic or ille. So on that journey, on this journey, either one is fine. Persuaded, he persuades. Costico, okay, costicus. It's costico in filio and sequano because of the verb persuadio, which always takes the dative. So he persuades costicus. Son of Contumataloides of Sequani. Okay, so that's the people that the Sequani River is named for. And the group is just called the Sequani. Cuius pater, whose father, obtinuerat, had obtained the regnum, the political power, in Sequanis, among the Sequani, multos annos, for many years. That's an accusative of duration of time. So you don't want to say in many years, you want to say for many years. Et and appellatus erat had been named the amicus, a friend. Populi Romani, of the Roman people, a senatu, by the Senate. And so what is he trying to persuade him to do? Ut regnum occuparet, to seize the power in civitate sua, in his state. So meaning among the Sequani. Quod pater ante habuerat, which his father had held before. Okay, so I'm going to retranslate all of that just so that you hear it together. So on this journey, he persuades Costicus, the son of Catamantoloides, the Sequani, whose father had held the power among the Sequani for many years and had been named a friend of the Roman people by the Senate, to seize the power in his state, which his father had held before. Okay, so that's Costicus. Itemque, likewise. And you got to go all the way down to line 16 for the main verb, persuaded. He persuades. Dumnerix, an Iduin, brother of Duiciacus, qui eo tempore, who at that time, obtinebat, was holding the principatum, the chief authority, the leadership, in civitate, in the state, and ac maxime, acceptus erat, and was especially accepted, was especially beloved, plebi, of the plebs, of the common people. And what does he persuade him? Ut coneretur idem, to try the same thing. Okay, so, and likewise he persuades Dumnerix and Iduin, brother of Duiciacus, who at that time was holding the chief authority in the state and was especially beloved of the people, to try the same thing. And then the last part, ae filiam suam dat, and he gives him his daughter in matrimonia, in matrimony, in marriage. Okay, so we had talked about this at the alliances. It was not a love concept at that point. Marriage was for a political alliance, to strengthen the family, to have grandkids. It was not for love. All right, and so that last part one more time. And likewise, he persuades Dumnerix, an Iduin, brother of Duiciacus, who was holding the power in the state at that time and was especially beloved of the people, to try the same thing. And he gives him his daughter in marriage.